Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the SAF Holland SE Annual General Meeting and Extraordinary General Meetings. Let me now turn the floor over to Dr. Martin Kleinschmidt, Chairman of SAF Holland SE Board of Directors.
Thank you very much. Good morning also from my side. Dear ladies and gentlemen, it is now 11 a.m., and I'm pleased to welcome you to this year's Annual General Meeting of the Shareholders of the SAF Holland SE, and at the same time to the first General Meeting of SAF Holland to be held in the legal form of an SE. From SAF Holland, the following people attend today's meeting via telephone: Alexander Geis, CEO of SAF Holland Group, and Dr. Matthias Heiden, CFO of SAF Holland Group. I, Martin Kleinschmidt, in my capacity as Chairman of the Board of Directors of SAF Holland SE, declare this year's Annual General Meeting open. In accordance with Article 17.19 of the Articles of Association of SAF Holland SE. This Annual General Meeting is conducted in English, as this was done so in previous years. Furthermore, I inform you that in accordance with Article 1.1 of the Grand Ducal Regulation of 20th March 2020, introducing measures concerning meetings in companies and other legal entities, this Annual General Meeting is not held as a physical meeting that shareholders could attend. This Annual General Meeting is held via audio conference only. Shareholders who duly applied in advance were granted the right to join the general meeting via telephone. Please note that dialed-in shareholders have no opportunity to speak, raise questions, or cast their vote during this general meeting. Shareholders were given the opportunity to submit questions and to appoint the company's proxy voting representative or to vote by correspondence duly in advance. Before we start with the regular processes and procedures of the Annual General Meeting, please allow me to draw your attention to the 2019 result of SAF Holland SE. The company standalone generated a net profit of 6,884,797.68 for the fiscal year 2019. The Board of Directors proposes not to pay a dividend to the shareholders of the company and recommends that the profit for the fiscal year 2019 be carried forward, as it was further detailed in the convening notice to this Annual General Meeting. Regarding the results of the whole SAF Holland Group, Mr. Alexander Geis, CEO of SAF Holland Group, will give you an update later during his presentation to this Annual General Meeting. We shall now proceed with the designation of the board of this Annual General Meeting. In the same way as we have done since SAF Holland SE is a listed company, I will act as chairman of this Annual General Meeting. I appoint Mr. Markus Peter, lawyer, admitted to practice in Germany and Luxembourg, as secretary of this Annual General Meeting. I appoint Mr. Markus Lauer, employee of Link Market Services GmbH, Munich, as scrutineer of this Annual General Meeting. I declare that Mr. Markus Lauer is elected as scrutineer of the Annual General Meeting. Mr. Markus Peter and Mr. Markus Lauer have both assumed this position as in previous general meetings of SAF Holland SE. Dear ladies and gentlemen, the scrutineer has established a list of the shareholders represented at this Annual General Meeting. Mr. Lauer has made this list available to me at the beginning of this meeting. Mr. Lauer, please confirm that this list is still complete.
Hello, I confirm this list is complete.
Thank you, Mr. Lauer. The list of attendees 45,394,302 shares issued by SAF Holland SE, each of which having one voting right, 21,731,770 shares are represented at today's annual general meeting. Around 47.87% of the issued share capital. I remind all participants that for the purposes of this annual general meeting, no quorum requirement exists. This annual general meeting has been duly convened by publication of the invitation and the agenda in the Luxembourg Official Gazette, RESA, and in the Luxembourg Tagesblatt on 17th of April 2020. The invitation of this annual general meeting and the agenda have also been published in the German Bundesanzeiger on 17th of April 2020, and the invitation has been made available to the public on the website of SAF Holland Group since 17th of April 2020. SAF Holland SE did not receive a registered letter from one or more shareholders owning at least 5% in the share capital of SAF Holland SE, requesting to add additional items to the agenda. Such registered letter should have been sent to SAF Holland SE in accordance with Luxembourg law by 28th of April 2020 at the latest. Shareholders holding at least 20% of the issued share capital have not requested postponement of today's annual general meeting. Finally, I recall that at least 30 calendar days before today's annual general meeting, hence since 20th of April 2020, all documents and in relation to today's agenda have been made available for shareholders at the registered office of SAF Holland SE as required under Luxembourg law. Documents of interest in relation to this annual general meeting of shareholders have also been made available to the public on the website of SAF Holland Group since 17th of April 2020. It results from the above that the Luxembourg law convening requirements have been complied with. The annual general meeting is therefore duly constituted and can validly resolve on the items on the agenda. As announced earlier and before the voting procedure shall commence, I kindly invite Mr. Alexander Geis, CEO of SAF Holland Group, to give his speech regarding the business development and outlook of the SAF Holland Group.
Thank you very much, dear ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome also from my side to our today's AGM. This is Alexander Geis speaking, and I do hope that everybody is healthy. I would like to start on page 3 with a summary of our fiscal year 2019, please. On the upper left side, you can see that our sales in 2019 came in with a total 1,284,000,000 at an adjusted EBIT margin of 6.2%, which is roughly 80 million euros. On the lower left side, you can see that our net working capital ratio was 14.9%. And we spent a total of 53 million euros in CapEx. On the right side, you can find a summary of our achievements, which are that our revised fiscal year 2019 guidance is met, our program forward shows further positive results. In China, we did successfully execute the planned consolidation. Then we also did start a comprehensive cost-cutting program. Free cash flow generation did strongly improve. And we did also secure a solid financial profile. Things to further focus on in 2020 are the next stage in operational excellence, also further accelerate efforts on inventory management and free cash flow generation, and of course, sustainably improve the quality of earnings. On the next page, here you can see the development of the different quarters, also starting on the upper left side. You can see in the gray column in 2018 versus 2019, there is a slight decrease from 1.301 to 1.284 million euros, with good quarters Q1 and also Q2, but a weaker Q3 and a very weak Q4. So the markets were going down already a little bit in Q4. On the lower left side, speaking about the adjusted EBIT margin, you can see that we decreased from 6.9% in 2018 to 6.2% in 2019. Also here, the same picture in the different quarters. Q1 and Q2 were very solid, but due to missing volumes and our restart in China, we had a weak Q3, but also a weak Q4. On the following four pages, we can see how the different regions performed. So page 5, let's start with EMEA. And here, worthwhile to mention that since October 2019, Christoph Günther joined us as the new president EMEA. Also here, starting on the upper left side, after a record year in 2018, our sales in 19 came in with 626 million, with Q1 and Q2 being quite solid, quite strong, and weaker Q3 and Q4. On the lower left side, you can see the adjusted EBIT margin went down from 10.8% to now 9.6%. The weaker EBIT was mainly driven by declining sales volumes, higher personal expenses, and also higher SG&A costs at headquarters. On the next page, you can see the second biggest region, which is Americas. Also here, we do have since September 2019, with Ken Jones, a new president, being responsible for the region Americas. Sales strongly increased to a record 534 million, with the first three quarters at higher level sales and Q4 on a lower level already. Speaking about the adjusted EBIT, you can see on the lower left side that we jumped from 1.8% in 2018 to 5.5% in 2019. In Q1 and Q2, I have to mention that we also got a positive effect by steel price pass-ons to our customers, and specifically in Q3 and Q4 with gains in efficiency and also savings from the sourcing side. On the next page, you can see APAC with quite stable sales between 2018 and 2019, then with 89 million. But with much lower sales already in Q3 and Q4, driven by weak Indian markets. Speaking about the adjusted EBIT margin, you can see that we dropped to only 3.8% in 2019, and this was mainly due to a weak Indian market and also a bad product mix effect in Australia. On the next page, last but not least, our problem child in 2019, China. Here you can see that sales dropped massively due to the stop of export business to the US, which you can see especially in Q3 and Q4. This drop was caused by the implementation of 25% tariffs in May by the US government on everything coming from China. Speaking about the adjusted EBIT margin, you can see we were heavily negative, and this is mainly due to volume loss, the consolidation of the production sites. We also had production strikes due to plant closures, inventory and accounts receivables impairments, and losses on disposal of fixed assets. We now did our homework in 2019 and consolidated everything into one location only going forward. On page 9, you can see the details of investments and our depreciation in 2019. Starting with investments, we did in plants, property, equipment, and intangible assets, which reached 4.1% of our group sales. The main investments we did was the construction of the Chinese Greenfield project, rationalization and expansion investments in the US, and also a new office building in Germany. Depreciation increased from 2.3% to 3.3%, and it's worthwhile to mention that the depreciation increased mainly to IFRS 16 effects, which accounted to 0.6% of group sales. Another important focus area, which is on the next page in 2019, was our net working capital. Here I can report that our net working capital was 4.7% or 8.1 million below previous year's figure. Our inventories were 6.3% below prior year's level. Our trade receivables came down by 9.3%, and also our trade payables were down by 14.5% over 2018. Related to sales over the last 12 months, net working capital ratio improved from 13.3% in 18 to now 12.8% in 2019. On the next page, this is the main reason why we did strongly focus on net working capital improvement, of course, which is the operating free cash flow. And after a non-satisfying performance in 2018, with being negative in three quarters out of four, we did much better in 2019, with the three last quarters being positive. And in 2019, we achieved a significant improvement in operating free cash flow of 37.6 million. Our operating cash flow was at 19.6 million. And last but not least, our investing cash flow was at 53 million euros. Ladies and gentlemen, this was our 2019, and on the following pages, I would like to update you on Q1 2020. Page 13, please. Q1 2020 was, despite decreasing markets globally, a solid quarter for us. On the upper left side, you can see that sales came in with 283 million at an adjusted EBIT margin of 6.5%. Our net working capital further decreased to now 13%, and we did spend only 6.7 million in CapEx. On the right side, some points to mention, or the achievements with it. Q1 2020 was mainly unaffected by COVID-19, except of course China in February and March. Our aftermarket business has a very stabilizing effect on sales and earnings. We did start in 2019 a comprehensive cost-cutting program, which we continue. Free cash flow generation strongly improved, and also we did secure a solid financial profile. Also here, further focus areas are the next stage in operational excellence, execute SG&A savings programs, further accelerate efforts on inventory management and free cash flow generation, and sustainably improve quality of earnings. On the next page, you see the summary of Q1 again versus 2019. You can see in Q1 2019, we came in with 346. We decreased now to 283, with all markets being weaker. On the adjusted EBIT margin side, we came in with a solid 6.5%, which I explained already earlier. And as said before, we already started a SG&A savings program end of 2019 with full speed in Q2 2020. Important to mention that with all the planned closures in April due to COVID-19, our April came in, of course, with lower sales, but we still had a positive adjusted EBIT. Next page, please. How do we see the rest of this very challenging year? Before we go into the financials, please let me update you on the current COVID-19 situation on page 16. We can see on the upper left side, employee safety, and it's worthwhile to mention that the safety of our people is the utmost priority for us as a company. We also did early quarantine measures, and we have a global response team in place. The ramp up of the greenfield operation in China. After the plant closures in February and March, we did reopen in early April, and we are back in operations, and the first products we delivered already to customers. Other SAF Holland plants and subsidiaries, here we have to say that we had temporary production shutdowns, such as India, 5 weeks. Canada was closed 2 weeks. Brazil closed 2 weeks. Singapore is still closed until beginning of June. We did implement selective short-time work in April and May, specifically in Germany and also Turkey. And we also saw subsidiary shutdowns in Italy, France, Spain, Malaysia, Romania, and South Africa. Big struggle for us, but our teams did a great job. On the upper right side, you can see the supply chain and customers. Here I only want to mention that we have our supply chain 100% under control, and we don't see that we do not get any materials or parts to manufacture our products. Last but not least, anticipated financial impact. Worthwhile to mention that this impact is not fully quantifiable yet. Of course, Corona adds to market downturns. As mentioned before, we did initiate SG&A cuts, and we even more strongly focus on net working capital. Saying this, we implement a cash is king team to really strongly focus on cash collection and bringing net working capital further down. On the next slide, you can see how we see our markets as of today in 2020. As you can see, all markets will unfortunately be impacted and decreased depending on the market from somewhere around minus 20% up to minus 40 to 50%. Big challenge for the world, also for us, but we are dealing with this. What this means for us in terms of our financial guidance for 2020, you can see on the next page. I would like to draw your attention to the right side of that page. As per today, we see our sales to decline somewhere in the ballpark of 20 to 30%. And our adjusted EBIT to come in between 3 and 5%. And our CapEx should be around 3% of sales. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to us today, and please stay healthy. Thank you. Now I would like to give back to Dr. Martin Kleinschmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Geis. Dear ladies and gentlemen, we now come to the question and answer session of this meeting. Shareholders had the opportunity to send their questions to the company in advance via email. As no questions have been sent to the company by any shareholder in advance, I now turn to the voting process pertaining to the items on the agenda. Dear ladies and gentlemen, before we proceed with the vote on the items on the agenda, I will present to you the rules governing this vote and the procedure of voting. A valid resolution on the items of the agenda requires the simple majority of the voting rights represented and duly expressed at this meeting. No quorum applies. In determining the majority, invalid votes and abstentions are not taken into account. In light of the exceptional circumstances due to SARS-CoV-2 and the COVID-19 epidemic, and in accordance with the provisions of the Grand Ducal Regulation of 20th March 2020, introducing measures on holdings of meetings in companies and other legal entities, the company decided to hold the annual general meeting via audio conference only, without any physical meeting that shareholders could attend. Therefore, the shareholders have been required to vote by means of a proxy designated by the company or by correspondence only. Furthermore, I would like to point out that in line with the recommendation of the German Corporate Governance Codex, a proxy designated by the company bound by instructions was recommended to the shareholders in the convening documentation. Such person being Mr. Markus Lauer, whom we already heard earlier in this meeting on the phone. Mr. Lauer has prepared the voting results and instructions which were received by the company and himself. Such voting results were provided to me by Mr. Lauer this morning for preparation of this annual general meeting. Mr. Lauer, kindly confirm that this list is still up to date and correct.
I confirm that this list is still up to date and correct.
Thank you, Mr. Lauer. Dear ladies and gentlemen, we now pass to the vote. All agenda points and resolutions were mentioned in the convening notice and will not be repeated in detail here. I will mention for each resolution whether it was approved or not, depending on the voting results summary, which I received from Mr. Lauer and which he just confirmed to me on the phone. Detailed voting results will be published on the website of SAF Holland SE after this annual general meeting. Resolution 1. The Board of Directors proposed that both management reports in respect of the fiscal year ended 31st of December 2019 be approved by the shareholders. The general meeting approves this resolution with 100% vote. Resolution 2. The Board of Directors proposes that the reports by the auditor in respect of both the statutory and the consolidated financial statements for the fiscal year ended 31st of December 2019 be approved by the shareholders. The general meeting approves this resolution with 100% vote. Resolution 3. The Board of Directors proposes that the statutory financial statements of the company for the fiscal year ended 31st of December 2019 be approved by the shareholders. The general meeting approves this resolution with 100% vote. Resolution 4. The Board of Directors proposes that the consolidated financial statements of the company and its group for the fiscal year ended 31st of December 2019 be approved by the shareholders. This general meeting approves this resolution with 100% vote. Resolution 5. The profit for the 2019 financial year amounts to 6,884,797.68. It is not proposed by the Board of Directors that a dividend be distributed in respect of the results for the fiscal year 2019. The Board of Directors recommends that the profit for the fiscal year 2019 amounting to 6,884,797.68 be carried forward. The General Meeting approves this resolution with 100% vote. Resolution 6. The Board of Directors proposes that the shareholders approve the discharge of each of the persons who have acted as director during the fiscal year ended 31st of December 2019 with a view to their mandate. The General Meeting approves this resolution with 99% vote. Resolution 7. The Board of Directors proposes that the shareholders approve the discharge of PricewaterhouseCoopers Société Coopérative for and in connection with the audit of the fiscal year ended 31st of December 2019. The General Meeting approves this resolution with 99% vote. Resolution 8. The Board of Directors proposes that PricewaterhouseCoopers Société Coopérative be reappointed as external auditors until the ordinary annual general meeting of the shareholders of the company in respect of the fiscal year ending on 31st of December 2020 or until the transfer of the company to Germany. The General Meeting approves this resolution with 99% vote. Resolution number 9. The Board of Directors proposes that the General Meeting of Shareholders acknowledges the resignation of Jack Geisinger from his office as Director of the company with effect as of 20th of May 2020 after this annual General Meeting. The General Meeting acknowledges this resignation with 100% vote. Resolution 10. The Board of Directors appointed Ingrid Jägering as member of the Board of Directors by way of co-optation on 5th of November 2019. It is proposed that this appointment shall be ratified by the Annual General Meeting and Ingrid Jägering's appointment as member of the Board of Directors shall run until the date of the Annual General Meeting that will resolve on the annual accounts for the fiscal year ending on 31st of December 2020. The general meeting approves this resolution with 99% vote. Resolution 11. The Board of Directors proposes that the remuneration policy of the Board of Directors of the company be approved by the shareholders for a maximum period of 4 years, ending no later than this fiscal year ended 31st December 2023. The general meeting approves this resolution with 70% vote. Resolution 12. The Board of Directors proposes that the remuneration report of the company for the fiscal year ended 31st of December 2019 be approved by the shareholders. The general meeting approves this resolution with 93% vote. The simple majority of the votes expressed are in favor of the proposed resolutions under agenda items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. All such agenda items are hence approved. Dear ladies and gentlemen, this year's annual general meeting now comes to its end. Before I close the annual general meeting, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that SAF Holland SE will hold an extraordinary general meeting of shareholders today at 12 p.m. and another extraordinary general meeting of shareholders immediately thereafter. The subject matters of these extraordinary general meetings will include, inter alia, a capital increase from company funds, the transfer of the company's registered office from Luxembourg, Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, to Bessenbach, Germany, and the approval of the new version of the company's articles of association. Please note that due to the COVID-19 pandemic, these extraordinary general meetings will also not be held as a physical meeting that shareholders could attend. They will be held via audio conference only. Shareholders who duly applied in advance have been granted the right to join the extraordinary general meeting via telephone. To follow one or both of the extraordinary general meetings, you may use the same dial-ins as for this annual general meeting. Alternatively, you may simply stay in the line until these further meetings commence. I now close this annual general meetings and thank you for your kind attention.